I saw it. I went outside. I saw the eclipse is starting, Bill.
Did you look directly at the sun like you're supposed to? They say you want to look directly at the sun.
Yeah, with my eclipse glasses.
No.
Can't pull a fast one over my eyes.
Burning people's retinas. That's my favorite thing to do.
All right, it has begun, I believe, at 11:54 is when it started. You'll be able to see things up until a little after 2, but 119 to 121 is going to be the piece de resistance.
If you're in apartments 119 through 122, you will have the best view.
Brian Noonan is live in action right now. Are you in Carbondale?
I am right now. Hello, Bill and Wendy.
Hi, Brian Noonan.
And not condone your misinformation about looking directly at the sun. Being down here in the path of totality, I will tell you that the eyewear is very...
Oh, it's messing with your phone already, enough. Brian.
Did you borrow Priscilla Presley's telephone?
I did. I apologize.
That's all right.
I've got big bars. No, I am. I'm in right now I'm in the student center at SIU, my alma mater, getting a little break from the intense heat. That is surrounding Eclipse Day here in very exciting.
Brian, is it possible to get to the path of totality without taking yoga classes?
We're going to have to call him back. You're going to have to call him back.
The eclipse is messing with his phone.
He's inside the building, he said, because it's really hot today.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hazy. And I know people were worrying about cloud cover, but honest to God, I went out in front of the Tribune Tower right now. It took me a while to locate the sun. I couldn't find it.
Why?
They're tall buildings. I didn't know where to look.
All right.
And I found the sun. I put on my eclipse glasses. And it's just kind of starting, a little bit of coverage going right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit it's a little hazy.
Yeah.
It's been crystal clear blue skies for like the last 6 months, and
right.
Now today it's hazy.
Yeah. Isn't it always that way?
Yeah. This
with
is
an eclipse.
Mother Nature, you know.
Biting us. Bite me, Mother Nature, and she is.
She is.
Not afraid.
We are trying to get in touch with Brian Noonan.
He is not accepting the charges. Kevin called him, and he would not accept the charges.
I was listening to him last night. He was on the air till 8 o'clock, and then he got in the car and drove to Carbondale.
What?
I know.
After his shift?
Yeah.
You just don't. Wow. That's dedication.
I was listening to you last night, Brian, and I know you got off the air at 8, and then you hightailed it over to Carbondale. Yes. Was traffic bad?
I did. We got down here, and no, actually, traffic was not bad at all, and we got here, and like I laid on the grass and slept for a couple hours in a sleeping bag. Off of a parking lot here on campus. Nobody hassled us. We were approached some deer, which was a little...
Oh.
We all survived.
And you know that area pretty well, right, Brian? You went to school there, didn't you?
I did. I matriculated here, as the kids like to say, the kids from Merry Old England. So, yes, I went to Southern Illinois. I graduated from here, so it's nice to be back. It is ungodly hot. I mentioned that. I am creating my own grade.
Brian, Wendy, was
talking to you now.
Brian was very popular there in Carbondale. There were statues of him until recently. They took those statues down for obvious reasons. But
sure, it's a reminder of a horrible time.
An awful time.
All my statues have been destroyed
in Carbondale history.
Awful time. The four year reign of terror has now come to an end.
Thank goodness.
You know, it is. Yes. You mentioned it's really
a constant reminder.
It is really hot out there today. I mean, it's been really comfortable and pleasant. It's been really great blue skies for the last several months, and today it's pretty hazy.
I got to tell you, and I don't mean to rub it in, it is, the skies are gorgeous. There are very, very few clouds floating above us. When totality hits, we will see it unobstructed.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear you say, Brian. I've known you a long time.
Well, Bill, quite frankly, I had to write it down because I didn't think I could say it.
No, you pulled it off.
So it's been written down for me by staff of writers, had that all prepared for me, and I'm glad I was able to deliver it for you guys.
It's very convincing.
That's the most important.
Yeah. I got to admit, I'm kind of jealous that you're there because I'm going to look at the eclipse. It's going to happen between 119 and 121 is when totality happens in Southern Illinois. I wish I could see it because you're going to get about 2 minutes, I think. And they say that it's going to be completely dark outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I talked last night on the show. I talked to some people. And they did say for 2 minutes and 30 seconds, it is going to be like nighttime. And unlike Bill, who was giving that dangerous advice to look at the sun,
yes,
down here, when the sun is 100% blocked out, you can look. Not in Chicago, not when it's anything under 100%, but I'll be able to take my protective goggles off and look at the complete eclipse for a few seconds before I panic and put my glasses back on.
And the full effect, Brian, as we said, it's just under 2 minutes. It's less time than Anthony Scaramucci held office.
That is true. 2 minutes and 30 seconds down here. Just about, yeah. But the Mooch is what, about 2:15?
A little bit, yeah, right in that area. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, kind of the same thing. It's no, Wendy, I understand your envy. I know it's a common feeling because people thought I was crazy when I said I was going to.
How long did it take you to get there? Oh, we lost him.
Did we lose him?
No, I just moved 3 feet.
Oh, all right. That's better.
Am I still there?
Yeah, you're there.
Now you're back.
Oh, you're there.
God, I only moved a foot.
Wendy's question was, how long did it take you to get?
1 foot to my left.
How long did it take you to get from here, the WGN studios, to where you are now in Carbondale?
4.5 hours.
4.5 hours there, 4.5 hours back for an event that'll last just over 2 minutes. Is that good?
That sounds like a good
ratio
to me.
Yep.
I think that's a fine investment of time and energy.
Yes.
It's special, Bill.
Let me tell you this.
Yes.
I am an old man. I don't know how many days I have left on this planet.
That's cheery.
I don't. People say, oh, it's going to happen again in 7 years. I don't know what's going to happen to me between now and 7 years.
That's totally true. Who knows what's going to happen to the earth?
Who knows? I could have. Right. One of those deer may have given me Lyme disease. I could have gotten a tick at some point during my sleeping on the ground last night. I'm taking nothing for granted. So for me to get in the car and drive an insane amount of time overnight.
Justified. Totally justified.
Something new. Yeah, it's. I think so. I think so.
Brian, you mentioned.
And now the fact that I've sweat through every piece of clothing I own is horrible.
You're making this sexier by the minute.
I'm very listening. Does that change your mind?
Yes,
you like
it does.
Candid?
I'm good.
All right.
You mentioned deer. You mentioned ticks. What special eyewear should animals and insects be wearing for this eclipse?
I'm going to tell you this. I've seen some raccoons wearing just blue blockers. I don't think that's
not enough.
I think they're going to do themselves more damage than good.
Yep.
I did, however, see one of the Saluki mascots wearing a welder's mask. Now, I went up and checked, and it was a 13-rated welder's mask.
Yeah.
The Salukis are well protected, but that makes sense because they're the mascot of Southern Illinois University.
Yeah.
You don't want your dogs, your prized dogs, running around blind.
No, you don't.
No, of course not. That's heresy.
Right, it's heresy.
You want to? Yeah. People are going to come for a football game next week. They don't want blind Salukis stumbling around the field. That's going to be a downer.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, before and after a game. You know. Plus, I don't want. You know. Suddenly, I got to get all new T-shirts with the Saluki with Ray Charles glasses on it. That's not how I want to live.
In these few remaining days you have left. How about celebrities?
I'm an activist now.
Oh, good question, Bill.
Are there a lot of celebrities, a lot of
former Salukis?
Yeah, former Salukis, or have you seen any TV weather people?
I've been looking for Tom Skilling because, quite frankly, I was horrified to see that they were making him wear a sport coat in this weather.
Oh.
The poor man needs an ice pack on the back of his neck. I love Tom Skilling. I would hate to see him overheat.
Yes.
We did happen across some regional news people who were out trying to get sweaty people to give them commentary. I was not involved in any of that.
Good.
A lot of middle-aged men and women wearing SIU alumni T-shirts, which is fascinating, ill-fitting, still trying to fit into their college garb, which, you know, sad, desperate, thirsty. Yeah.
That's when you go to the bookstore and get a new one.
Right.
Sure. But, Wendy, do you really want to admit to yourself that you're no longer a medium, that you're a 3X? Yeah, so they squeeze it in. They go sausage on you. They just, a lot of meat and a little bit of casing. You know what I'm saying.
What do you expect to have happen when you're in total totality? I don't know that you can be in total totality. That's kind of an oxymoron.
Why not?
But I've heard that people are going to be completely touched. They're going to cry. They're going to be filled with emotion. What are you expecting to feel when you enter total totality?
I'm expecting, while everybody's looking up, to be going through a lot of bags. I'm expecting to come out of here with a big load of loot. I am going to be totally loaded when I leave here. That's what I expect. And I'll probably have some emotional breakdown. Probably the guys I'm with are probably going to have to carry me to the car because I'll just be in a fetal position weeping, you know, that this could all... this could be the harbinger of the end of days. Let's be honest.
Yep.
The ancients believed that the eclipse, you know, could mean it was all over. I'm glad the last people I talked to were you two.
Yeah. That looks good on a resume.
That was on my bucket list.
Yep.
If I'm about to go out, I got to call Bill and Wendy.
There's a hole in my bucket list.
I'm doing that, and I'm still for the salute. He's not going blind.
Brian, do you think there's any chance? Because so far your coverage, I think, has been the best of anybody's. Do you think the Weather Channel maybe?
Of course it has.
Do you think the Weather Channel makes you an offer to cover more eclipses for them in the future?
Listen, I'm free from now for the next 7 years.
Yeah.
Building up to the next eclipse. My schedule is very open, except for a couple hours on Sunday. But other than that, I've got a lot of time on my hands.
All right.
That and you know, obviously, my animal activism is going to take up a lot of time.
Of course, it is. You know, we get it.
Sure it is. You know. Yeah, and unfortunately, I'll forget about that the minute I get in the car.
Now, Brian, here in the city proper where Wendy and I are, there's a couple of people, myself included, who really don't care about this at all. Are you sensing any of that there in Carbondale? Is there anybody?
Why would they be there if they didn't
care? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
God, no.
No, everybody loves it.
Here's the only people down here that don't care. A few toddlers who have been prisoners in these giant strollers for the last 5 years and look like they've been dipped in water and are just screaming. Those are the only people that don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody else here cares, Bill. Why would you make the pilgrimage? Why would you? Plus, if you're a business person in anywhere along the path of totality, you're raking in the dough.
Yeah.
So you can't wait for this thing to come. So everybody loves it.
All right.
And you know what's funny? I know a lot of people last night at home were searching for glasses. Oh, we got to find glasses. They're actually throwing away boxes of eclipse glasses down here. There are so many eclipse glasses here. Unbelievable.
Wow. I didn't expect to hear that.
Some Southern Illinois eclipse glasses. I've got regular eclipse glasses. And then I look in my backpack and feel nothing but contempt and because I paid an ungodly amount for my eclipse glasses online last
week. How much did you pay?
I had to buy a 10-pack at $10 a piece.
$100.
$100 if you're doing math. $100.
And now they're not in short demand, so you can't even sell any right now. How's that lemonade stand going that you have, though?
Oh, no. Well, listen, I'm raking in the dough. I brought a case of water, and I've now made $10,000.
Oh, nicely done, Brian. Smart business move. Very shrewd.
Going back to Bill's, right. See, going back to your point, was it worth it to drive down? For $10,000? Yes.
Yes, it seems like it is.
Costco, a $10,000 profit. I think it's good.
I'm
not a businessman, Bill.
Where is Bonnie Tyler going to be performing, at Carbondale or at a neighboring town?
She's going to be at a neighboring town, as well as Ozzy Osbourne, who is going to be in Carterville at Moonstock.
Bark at the Moon. Yeah.
Right at the point of totality, he will be singing Bark at the Moon, which could not be more hack unless you were somebody hiring Bonnie Tyler to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's when I really think the world is ending, if I'm there and I hear Ozzy barking at the moon.
Right.
I got to tell you, Wendy, the billboards coming in along 13, Route 13 from Marion into Carbondale with Ozzy's horrific face looming over you at 4 in the morning when you've been driving all night. It's the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I sleep with the deer last night.
I hope you have
I laid in the wet grass.
And you did. You slept there in the grass in a sleeping bag.
Like a dirty hippie. We were kicked out of one place by the cops because the man does not condone crazy camping. But then I will say the Southern Illinois University police officer was very kind. And I said, well, you know, I have a pass for this parking lot, but it doesn't open till 6 and it's 3:30. Is there any chance we could just, you know, lay here? He goes, well, can't do it here, but there's a parking lot around the corner. That's kind of remote. Go there. And he said, we won't bother you as long as you have a tent. I go, don't have a tent. We're just going to lay out behind the car. So that's what we did. We laid out behind the car. I never thought. There's another sentence I never thought I would utter, Bill. And that one I myself.
You can't explain to them that you're a member of the press. You don't have that hat that says press in it.
Oh, Bill, you are the funniest guy.
I always picture you wearing that hat when you're on assignment. I guess not, though, huh?
Well, it's too hot for the wool fedora that I usually wear.
Yeah.
Assignments.
Yeah.
I did just go for the lanyard around my neck, but they didn't buy it because I used crayon.
Oh, yeah. Has to be professionally
printed. He was rightfully skeptical.
Right. All right. Well, you're about 45 minutes away, and I'm pretty excited.
It's coming, Brian Noonan.
I'm looking up right now, guys. The moon is not around, but the sky is very clear. So we have a very nice spot set up. Our base camp is near Campus Lake on Southern Illinois University campus.
You say base camp like you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
And the moon should already be there. The moon is covering a portion of it already.
The moon is fashionably late, Wendy. The moon is always fashionably late.
The moon. Yeah, Wendy, the moon doesn't go by your schedule. Who are you all of a sudden?
I saw the moon outside.
But I don't think the moon is...
That wasn't the moon. That was a guy from CBS.
What I've heard is the sky is completely... Yeah, really. That's just some drunk who wanted to see the Lincoln statue in Pioneer Court. Yeah.
He's wearing giant glasses today, Brian.
That would have been a great idea.
Huge
the Adler
glasses.
Should have done that.
I know.
Yes! How did you not do that?
All right, we have to let you go. We don't want to take away any of your excitement. So enjoy it. Look for the moon, because I'm telling you, a portion of it should be covering it right now.
I just put on eclipse glasses. I'm staring up. There's about, I would say, a third of the moon is covering the sun.
See?
Spectacular. Nothing is blocking
it. You didn't know that till I told you. He just said there's no, we don't know where the moon is. The moon's over the sun already.
That's because I looked up without my eclipse glasses like an idiot. Now I've got my eclipse glasses on. It's fabulous. Oh, my goodness. I've got to go. This is unbelievable.
Bye. Have fun, Brian.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's a pleasure talking to you as always. I'll try to take a picture.
Please take a picture. We'll read your eclipse blog later. It's Brian Noonan, everybody. WGN's own Brian Noonan, and he's doing a fine job there.
No, he's not. He said the moon is nowhere in sight. It's over the sun already.
Brian's not officially trained in our newsroom, Wendy. He just says stuff. He doesn't.
Open your eyes.
That was fake news.
That was truly fake news.
Wait a minute. We have a guy on the scene to tell us what's going on, and we here are telling him that the moon's already covering the sun.
All right, you might want to go to Dave Schwann or Secret Santa.
Yeah.
They probably know.
All right.
Brian just seemed way too caught up in the moment, and he forgot to look up.
He did.
Right.
He was all driving right. All night.
Judy Pilak will join us next. She's got the news for you. And then there's more show. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
Thank you, Jude. I mean, they said that it starts at 11:54, the whole process, and it'll run through about 2:45, from my understanding. At 1:19 is going to be totality. So how could he not know where the moon was?
He didn't have his glasses on, apparently.
I'm just getting reports from Jimmy Mack. No visible sun in LaGrange right now. None whatsoever.
Yeah, it was sad. Cloudy in the suburbs.
Was it?
Much clearer here, but
yeah.
Still cloudy.
Judy, once during an eclipse, I stared at Sonny Bono.
Oh, my God.
Mm. And did he damage your vocal cords?
Yes. Here's a quick... I know this is a side bet. I brought in... ski goggles that I'm going to wear.
Nope.
During the eclipse.
Nope.
Now,
won't work.
You look good
these.
In them, though.
That's nice of you to say. Do you think I do, really?
You look like Spider.
Here's what I was wondering.
Did you just buy those because you have the box? Or do you keep them in the box?
He keeps them in the box.
Box.
Wow.
Just like all his toys.
On a shelf behind glass?
Yeah. It's a collector's item. So I'm walking from the station to the train station afterwards. If I wore these, how many people do you think would stop me and beg me to not look at the sun wearing
me? I must do it. And
oh, God, please do it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
What's the over and under? Let's say the over and under is 8. Do you think more people or less people than 8 will say?
No one will say anything. They'll just laugh at you. They'll point.
They will?
No, but I think that how do they know? Those could be eclipse glasses for all they know.
Oh, that's a good
point. You know what I mean? I'm not a skier, so I don't know that those are really skiing.
Yeah.
So
all right, I'm going to wear these.
You look like you work at the Hadley Planetarium, and you know glasses to wear.
You guys are only wearing the $1 pairs. Good luck to you. I'm wearing professional ones.
Yeah, $500.
Yeah.
I just want to be with you walking because I swear, I don't think people are going to go, oh, honey, those aren't good enough. I think they're going to point and laugh. Look at this guy.
Right.
I'm used to that one.
Although I'm so freaked out by it, I might stop. I mean, my kids literally are like, all right, enough, Mom. I'm like, I know. I was leaving. Now, once again, nobody look at the sun today. Because I just feel like, because I kind of, you know how you have that urge a little bit when someone tells you not to do something?
Right, but here's the thing. You look at the sun every day. I mean, you do. And a lot of times when you're laying out on a beach, you look up, but you squint, and you need to see where the sun is so you can adjust your lawn chair.
Right.
On Saturday, and I told Bill this earlier, I was holding up my glasses, and I was giving a practice run, and I was looking at the sun. And it was like, oh, that's super cool. I wonder what it looks like without the glasses. And I pulled the glasses away while my eyes were still open. And I got
dilated.
A shooting pain in between the middle of my eyes back to the back of my head.
Can you see me right now?
Well, now I can't because I just did the same thing with the light.
Because I'm pretty sure you're blind.
But here's what I would suggest to everyone. When you're taking your glasses off, just as a safety precaution, look down first and then remove the glasses.
Right.
Because something in my mind was like, oh, my God, looking at the sun through these glasses, it looks like just a real faint hole. I wonder what it looks like without. And I just pulled them away like an idiot.
And I just think people are just going to look up. They're going to have the glasses in their hand.
But you can't see the coverage. Maybe full totality you can see it. But I tried outside before we came up here. And there's just a tiny little sliver that you can't see by the naked eye. When you put the glasses on, you could see it was sort of covering it.
Right. So I think here, because it's pretty cloudy, in the Chicago area, probably it's going to be more about the darkness.
Do you think
so? It's not going to get that dark, I've been told.
Not that dark, but it'll be dark enough.
Are you disappointed that it won't get dark? Yeah.
Because the path of totality, I mean, they said really.
Carbondale is like literally ground zero.
It's going to be like.
It is going to be perfect there.
Really?
They said it's going to be as dark as like when a full moon is out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, I mean, that's still pretty dark.
Yeah.
Because there are no lights on. Think about that. At night, lights go on.
Right.
So when it's dark, it's really going to be, you know, it'll be pretty dark.
Yeah.
And actually, it's already, you can see it everywhere. It was like over Idaho at some point.
If you lived there with little children, would you try to convince them that you were a witch and you had special powers?
God, yes.
I would.
What's wrong with you two?
It's just fun to do. Mess with your kid that way.
In just a moment, honey, I will bring the moon over the sun.
Yes. Right. Look up. No, look up, really.
I will make your world dark.
And I will make you blind.
And I remember, like, they said there was one in 79.
I was
in high school then. And I could have sworn in grade school I was also looking at one.
Well, they're probably not a
there
full one.
There have been a bunch of
there
them.
There have been partial
yeah, maybe
eclipses.
Partials, yeah,
that are still pretty good. But, yeah, this a full one's pretty rare. Although it's happening again in 24,
yeah.
So.
But are you going to be able to view it? Because the big thing about this one is it's complete totality and it's covering a lot of the United States.
Yeah, I think we don't
The 2024,
yet,
I don't know that we're going to be able to view
we'll have
as
to drive
close.
Drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Did
I
we drive somewhere
next
now?
Time. Next time I might, depending on what Brian Noonan says.
Right.
After having missed it.
Consult with Brian and find out what you're missing.
He's just probably at an A&W root beer place somewhere right now having lunch.
He's not even there yet.
I know.
He never made it to Carbondale.
If I had my own bar, and I don't, but if I did, I already know what my drink special would be today. It would be called an eclipse, obviously, and it would be moonshine and sunny delight. I'd mix those together, and that would be my drink special.
I bet that tastes really good.
That would be pretty good. Just for one day only.
Exactly, dude. Moonshine, what is that? Whiskey?
Illegal, yeah.
Right, but like whiskey? No, it sounds
It's
terrible.
Like a whiskey mash that somebody...
Yeah.
You and I said that, and we don't even know what that means.
I know what that means. I watched MASH.
Oh, my God.
So that's our drink special
today.
Yeah, that
sounds terrible.
Thank you.
What if, and I brought this up before, after totality today, what if, like... Like the birds sing when the sun comes back out and people are just, there's a calmness that creeps over the world.
I bet that's what'll happen.
What if all of a sudden Donald Trump starts tweeting little pictures of kitty cats and bunnies?
Oh, Wendy.
That'll
the Cubs
happen.
Start losing again.
Oh, come on.
It's like things
Don't
will get back
that.
To normal.
No, that's not
going to
happen.
Not a chance.
I don't want to burst your sun bubble, but no.
Not even a small chance.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un will get a haircut.
A regular haircut.
Yeah,
a regular haircut. Yeah, he gets a haircut.
He'll go to sports clips.
It looks like.
I mean, what if all this happens? What if people realize this? You know, in the grand scheme of things, we need to be nice to one another. What if a kinder
okay, so and a total eclipse will do that?
That's
maybe
what we'll do.
Some
yeah.
some pull. Some
I bet that's what'll happen.
Pull. All right.
You'll
well,
see.
You know what? We could hope. And I win the lotto. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can happen.
But you don't play.
Oh, we're playing all right. Krasanich is getting us some tickets at SIU.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
And then we'll have to do a building in his honor.
Is there more meaning to getting the tickets there?
Yes. Don't you guys know
this? Eclipse? No, I didn't know that.
Because of the eclipse, yeah, because it's good luck. And secondly, just smaller towns, I don't know, you have a better chance of winning. That is not proven.
Is that true?
No.
I drive around.
I'm saying it is Judy, not the news person.
I don't play lottery games very often, but when I do, I like to drive around and find this little remote market somewhere because you think, oh, wow, they're going to be the one.
Yep.
But it's never the one.
I know, but you hardly ever hear of someone winning from a sitco at, you know,
Payless,
79th and whatever.
Right.
Was it Payless Hills just recently?
Yeah, but what? It was a pizza place or a Greek food place.
Yes, it was a restaurant.
Yes, it was a restaurant. So, SIU, I'm saying Mary Lou's, which is a restaurant down there. Hopefully they sell tickets.
And who's purchasing these for you?
Rosanna. She better remember, too.
He'll remember.
If he's with Noonan, I'm worried. I forgot to look up and we didn't get that lotto ticket.
Oh, we're a half an hour away from totality.
Oh, boy.
What will happen? Somebody else, I heard somewhere that ComEd is keeping track of all the generators and all the electricity that kicks in because people who currently have solar power, it's going to be done for 2 minutes.
Oh, that's cool. And the animals. It'd be cool to watch some animals and see what they do. Like they're going to be...
They're going to think it's nighttime
and
they're going to go, cows are going to go back to the barn.
Exactly.
And then they're going to go, hey, wait a minute. That was the quickest sleep I ever got.
Exactly. Right. And then the sun will come out and they'll go back out, I guess.
Bill's rolling his eyes at each and every one of these.
They're the ones who are going to freak out.
I don't think animals. I think so many things happen to animals that just baffle them anyway that they'll just put it on their shopping list. They'll just go, oh, it's another
thing
I don't understand.
Bill, I get the feeling that you're just, from your face, I can see you're just going, it's going to be just a normal Monday.
It is. I mean, I appreciate the fact that the planets are lined up in a certain way, but everybody who's expecting an incredible change of behavior in animals and stuff, there's not going to be anything like that.
You don't know that. Why don't we talk at 120?
All right, we'll see what happens. I don't think anything drastic is going to happen. I'd be shocked if anything drastic happens.
It just kicks my butt that the sun and the moon are lining up. They're different sizes, but they're the perfect amount away from each other, 400,000 miles, to make it like a complete puzzle piece. That's fascinating to me.
Not to Bill, but it is.
I've seen Javi Baez do more fascinating things in the last 48 hours.
Okay, you know what? That guy is good.
I know he's good.
He won her over.
Today I said, he's like the best athlete. And someone's like, oh, better than Michael Jordan? I'm like, what? No, but it's as a baseball player, he's ridiculous.
He's been doing things that don't they
you
don't
can't
make
do that.
Sense. Yeah.
Even when he slid into the base.
I know.
And got
the
up.
Way he did it was artful.
Sorry,
I agree.
Bundy,
I agree.
That's all right.
I agree.
He's been making me happy.
I have to ask you a quick question. We were talking earlier about Jerry
Lewis.
Yes,
I'm available
Lewis.
If he is.
No, not for Javi Baez. We were talking about Jerry Lewis, and I had said, because I thought about this yesterday, that there are very few comedians that are more polarizing than Jerry Lewis. Who comes to mind immediately where people could either go, I love that guy, funniest guy I ever saw, or I don't know, I have no idea why that guy's funny.
Because I have to be funny, or
I can think because like
comedian?
Donald Trump, from the world of comedy.
Oh no, Hillary Clinton
from the world of comedy.
Yeah.
She comes to mind.
And I mean, you could apply those, I guess, to the world of comedy
but
also.
The comedy world.
Because three names
Carrot
came
Top.
To mind. Actually, Carrot Top's a good one. I did not think of, but Carrot Top is another one. People go, that guy is the funniest guy in the world, and then other people,
his mom
go,
says that.
I don't even know. Top? I don't even know who he is.
Carrot Top?
He looks like a red-headed lion. He looks like a cat now. He's
he looks
a
like
prop
if,
comic.
If Wendy from Wendy's Hamburgers decided to beef up, I don't mean that because I said hamburgers. I just mean decided to start lifting weights.
Steroidal.
Ones. Yeah.
Oh. Does he have braids on the side
it's
of
all, it's all props.
Oh.
It's like Wendy's girl took the braids out of her hair and it just kind of...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Rosanna Dan. He's not funny at all.
I will accept Carrot Top easily on that list.
All right.
Who else? Now, these would be comedians that people either love or hate, and there's no one in the middle.
You know, what's her name? Who just got pulverized by Trump and she was devastated.
Rosie O'Donnell?
No, Kathy.
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin. I think people.
That's
hate
not a
her.
Bad one. I'm not a fan of hers at all. Bill,
I,
you
know
think
what?
She's pretty
I
funny?
I vacillate.
Like,
I'm like
her a lot.
And then I don't like
and
her.
And then she loses you.
Yeah.
All right, let me throw out some names of ones I thought of right away. Woody Allen.
Mm.
Don't you think people
that's
either go,
one.
That guy's
yeah.
a that Woody Allen, boy, one after another.
You
just
either
a
get
genius,
him or you don't.
Right?
I
Andrew
don't think
Dice
about
Clay.
Yeah.
Whoa! What was his tagline?
Hickory dickory dock. That's the only part I can do.
He
even
was
on
great
the
in Vinyl. And he has a new show that's on Showtime that I haven't watched.
He's actually a fairly decent actor. But
he is a good actor.
Wise,
it's just old.
What I was coming up is...
He's just dumb.
Yeah. When I was doing stand-up, he was at his peak of popularity. And I'd work with guys that just go, oh, that's the new kind of comedian is Andrew Dice Clay. And I'd go, oh, God help us if that's true.
Please don't make that
I
true.
Got another one for you.
Who else?
Emo. Emo Phillips.
Emo, yeah.
There's not a lot of middle ground.
Right.
You either love them or you're just not a fan.
Yeah.
Judy Tenuta, for that matter, too. While
Judy Tenuta. I would say Larry the Cable Guy. There are people who just consider him to be the funniest guy in the world, and I know other people who go,
are you sure
really?
Anyone thinks he's funny?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Jeff Foxworthy, I think, is actually pretty funny. I don't want to like him, but he really
but he's
is.
He's annoying. He's not annoying. He's so smug.
Jeff Foxworthy is?
Yeah.
He's pretty nice. We talked to him. He seems so nice.
He is a nice man. I did stand up with him and enjoyed him very much.
That's not how he comes off. I don't know him, so he seems very smug.
It's, you know, much like Larry the Cable Guy, it's Southern fried humor
right.
is what you're getting. So if you're a fan of that.
I'm a Southern fried chicken. Is
you would
really
prefer the chicken
yes.
more than the comedy.
Who else? Good. You have a list of more people?
Those are the ones who came immediately to mind. Like the ones I just mentioned are the ones who...
I got a great one.
Who else?
Andy Kaufman.
Oh, that is a good one.
Because I thought he was brilliant, and there are other people who looked at him and went, I just don't get it.
That is really good. I don't know why I didn't think of him. But yeah, he was such an innovator.
Mm-hmm.
But then to other people, they go, what a waste of time this guy
that's
is.
That's stupid.
That, yeah.
And it was sometimes, but it... I enjoyed him very much.
Me too. Me too. And I liked the fact that he was taking all kinds of chances. Now, by the end of his career, when he was wrestling women,
with Jerry
I thought it
Lawler
got a little...
And all that got a little
the
out
train
of
came
hand.
Off the rails at that point. But for the most part, a guy that's just willing to do stuff, you know, just for the sake of being different, I'm okay with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jerry Lewis, though, he was like by far the biggest and boldest.
Was not a fan.
No, I know, of either you hate him or you love him.
It's so strange. I respected the fact that he had these people that just considered him to be a god, both in film and in comedy. I appreciated him, but I don't remember him. Like, when I was a little kid, they'd show his movies late at night a lot, and I'd stay up and I'd watch it, and I would enjoy it. But then, honestly, this sounds awful. When I was like 8 or 9, it was like
a
faucet. It was just, I just went... Well, this just is not funny anymore.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what happens with everyone, I'm sure, with him.
There was this one movie where he played, he was like 6 or 7 different characters in the movie, and the name of it escapes me. It had to do with some little kid who was an orphan or something, and they were trying to find a new parents for him, and he was like his chauffeur, and he'd drive him around to the new places.
He wasn't the orphan? Because that's what I could envision him playing, the 8-year-old.
No, he was like, he was the chauffeur that took him to different places. And I remember thinking, I watch that movie and go, boy, that Jerry Lewis, 7 different... And then at some point I go, but he's the same guy. Like, all 7, he's the same exact guy. He's just wearing a different hat or a different jacket.
Yeah. No, I think even when I was, like, 7, midway through the movie, I'm like, ugh.
Really? He lost you midway through?
It was just dumb. It was too dumb.
No, he's
Didn't
one
he
of those...
Didn't he always do, like, buck teeth?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a lot of that. And there was a lot of him... Like, he'd have, like, a typewriter, and he'd be typing, and then just make a funny face. And
right.
Type a different way and make another funny face.
See, so I tended to like him when he was just himself, when he was on a talk show or, the telethon, whatever. But then I only probably saw 1 or 2 movies, and I was like, no.
That was
no,
enough
no,
for you.
The sun is almost halfway covered right now.
Oh.
I gotta go. Is it getting dark?
It's getting darker,
you guys.
It's getting, like, gray,
yeah,
right? It's really gray.
No,
it's not dark.
It's getting darker. It's darker. Look at the building.
And Leon's getting larger.
The building you're looking at is a dark building.
It's getting dark.
But it was not this dark 2 minutes ago. The studio's darker.
It's getting dark, Bill. The lights are coming on.
I'm going to hide under the desk.
Something. See, this would freak me out if I was in Carbondale right now, because it's literally going to turn into like it's nighttime. It's gotten considerably darker.
But who would be freaked out by it? Like, at this point, everyone on the planet knows. And it, and right now it's getting darker, Judy, because you're turning the lights off. You're not going to fool me with that.
It did get darker. Come on, be honest.
It's just really gray.
It's darker.
Well, it's all right. Technically, it's
not
darker.
It's more cloudy. It's darker.
But I want it to be pitch black.
It will be in Carbondale.
It will be?
Yes.
Yes, not here. But 80%?
Yeah. All right, that's impressive.
87%. We're almost at 90% coverage here, and then it veers off a little bit.
And I know I picked that, Bill, but it just a few minutes ago was much
lighter. That building's all black glass across from us.
I know, but so it's showing it more. I'm telling you, though, yeah. It's dark.
Right.
I'm excited.
My prediction, animals will be able to talk.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
As soon as. Yes.
Then you better run.
And Steve Dale will be elected into the new president. You'll see.
He's going to get the throne.
Yeah.
Almost halfway covered in LaGrange. Jimmy Mack checking in. He went to the library. They're having a viewing party.
Oh, they are? That'll be fun.
Oh, I flew here today. There was nobody on the road.
I know. Everybody took the day off.
Yes.
They're all in Carbondale.
Did people really did? They took the day off?
Because the Adler's
closed.
No, what? My kids had their first day of school today.
But a lot of schools closed, saying that, whatever, they faced the sun in their windows and they didn't want to, whatever. There's some weird excuses.
So based on the way the school is situated, that's what
Carbondale schools did close.
Yeah, till tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
They're supposed to start today. So my son's in Iowa, which is also getting a pretty good view, but they did not cancel classes today. This was his first day.
I'm hoping that my kids on their first day of school get taken outside. I sent them both with eclipse glasses, but then I was thinking maybe not all the kids have eclipse glasses, so they're not going to let people go.
Right.
So
well,
I said, just say you have to go to the bathroom and then go outside the school.
I have to go to the bathroom outside. We're an Appalachian family, and we only use the... We only go to the bathroom outside.
All right, well, I hope your solar eclipse viewing is wonderful, Judy. I know you're going to go and look. 119 is going to be the pinnacle of excitement. You'll be walking to the train?
I'll be walking to the train.
Put your goggles on.
He's going to hold my hand.
Are you really going to walk down the street with your goggles, your ski goggles?
If you want me to.
Yes.
I just want to know how many people stop me and warn me and go.
Can you film it somehow? Can you have your phone out and just...
I made a pinhole camera. I can use that.
Just put your recorder on so we could at least hear it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to do that.
I don't
that,
know how
dude.
To do that.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll keep track. But I think, what was the over and under, 8 or 5? What do we decide?
You know, look at Michigan Avenue. There's hardly anyone on the road.
Nobody on the road.
Everybody's stopping.
Nobody on the beach.
I
feel it in the air.
I bet there are people on the beach.
Summer's out of reach.
Because.
What song is that?
Boys of Summer, Don Hollis.
A full solar eclipse. But I mean, really, it's dead.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Yep.
This is a pretty momentous occasion.
Yes,
I'm glad
is.
I'm sharing it with you guys.
Me too. This is crazy.
All right.
You got to cover it. She's going to run outside and look at it because that's what I'm going
to
do.
Anderson Cooper and I are going to be on in the center of town doing our broadcast if you want to watch that, Jude.
Ooh, that'll be awesome. Fun. No one will be around.
No, that's fine.
Anderson needs a crowd.
I know he does. All right. We'll take a break and then end of days, the end of the planet.
The end of the show, anyway.
The end of the show.
So, what if the elevator stopped working?
Oh, I just bought a Y2K kit. we'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? May your path to totalitarity not burn your retinas.
I'm feeling sad now that Chris Cornell isn't around to see the solar eclipse.
I know.
It's very weird, as Bill pointed out. There are people on Michigan Avenue just stopped in their tracks looking
They're
up.
They're all looking up like the beginning of the old Superman TV show. Remember when he'd fly by?
Would you
look up in the sky? It's a bird. It's a plane. Which is always funny to me because why were people amazed that a bird or a plane was in the sky?
You're right.
Look in the sky. It's a bird. Whee!
And how can you compare a bird to a plane?
Right.
I mean, really.
Right.
But tell me if the solar eclipse was shaped like the Batman signal, you wouldn't look up at it.
I would look at that. I would definitely look at that. That would be exciting. All right, everybody. It's eclipse day. I hope your eclipse is a safe and happy one.
Don't burn your retinas.
Do not burn your retinas. We'll be back tomorrow with the Tuesday show.
I hope there is a tomorrow.
Yeah. That's the happiest way to end the show. Wow. All right. If there is a tomorrow, we'll be here. If not,
it's been fun.
Yeah. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.